Bob Hope Show, transcribed direct from Hollywood with Les Brown and his band of renown. Our singing star, Margaret Whiting. Our special guest, Robert Ryan. And here he is, Bob Hope.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. There are such big crowds out here now. There are such big crowds of tourists in Hollywood. The footprints in front of the Chinese theater got up and went around to the back. I'm not kidding. Los Angeles is so crowded with tourists, the towels at the Ambassador Hotel are marked his, hers, and you just have to wait till there's room in the tub. I used to eat and drive in restaurants all the time when I first came out here, but I never liked the way they hook on those heavy food trays. I didn't own a car, and they stretched the pockets of my suit. Something terrible. Anyway, I want to tell you, it's nice to have the tourists with us. I drove up alongside of a car from Kansas, and I said to the woman driving it, "Congratulations, you give hand signals just like we do here in California." She said, "I'm not giving a hand signal. I'm trying to throw away a piece of gum." I have to go somewhere for a vacation. There's so many tourists in California now, there isn't room for the native sons. Native son, that's anyone who lived out here long enough to get a tan, unemployment insurance, and a Cadillac. But everybody likes to travel. Crosby wants to go to Europe, but he can't stay long. If he's not back here in 90 days, the government's going to sue him for non-support. You know, I'm not sure. My sponsor was talking to me about a vacation. He said, "Hope, you need a vacation. You've been working very hard and you must be tired." I said, "Me? I'm not tired." And he said, "Then think of your listeners." Thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this may have been a normal week for a lot of people, but it's really been hectic for Bob. It all started when I went over to Bob's house with a piece of startling news.
Well, Bob.
Bob, where are you?
In here, Bill. Hiya, Bill.
Bob, I rushed right over here. I've got some fantastic news for you. I just heard a Hollywood news broadcast. Bing is going to make another road picture, and you're not going to be in it. He's going to make the picture without you.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. No, Bing says in this picture, he's going to cut out the dead weight.
Crosby's a fine one to talk. My weight isn't any deader than his.
I thought you'd be surprised, Rob.
Gee, I don't understand Bing's attitude. You know, my new picture is doing well all over the country. What could a road picture possibly be without me? Why, it'd be sheer
entertainment?
You have a 10-year contract, but it can be canceled at the end of any 5-minute period. I'll get it, Bill.
Hiya, Bob.
Well, Margaret Whiting, come on in.
Hello, Maggie.
Bob, I just dropped in to talk about the music we're going to do on... What are you two looking so excited about?
Bing Crosby is making a road picture and he's leaving me out of it.
No.
That's right.
Well, rush me a Tutti Frutti Sunday, my world is shattered.
You lay on a line like that. No, you don't seem to realize what's going on, Maggie. This is a big double cross.
Oh, that's silly, Bob. You and Bing ought to be the best of friends. I don't think he means you any harm.
You're right. After all, Bing's just an eccentric old man.
Exactly. Exactly, and that's why you two should get along.
This kid's quite a combination. Half Peggy Lee and half Pinky.
The important thing is, what are you going to do about it, Bob?
I don't know.
Well, there's only one thing you can do, Bob. Get out and produce your own road picture. Beat him to it.
Yeah, but that would be a whole new thing. I've never done that before.
Well, so what? You never high jumped before till Zsa Zsa Gabor built that wall around her house.
Yeah, what an awful way to find out she's got a swimming pool.
Hey, that's the thing to do, Bob. Get out and produce your own road picture.
Yeah, but you make it sound easy. Do you know how much money it takes? $1 million.
Well, so what? Somewhere there must be a rich old miser crouching on his money bags who'd part with $1 million.
We're back to Bing again.
Bob. Love, the Bank of America will lend money to an independent producer to make a picture if they know him. What's your credit rating?
333A.
Well, what does that mean?
If we make 3 more payments on our refrigerator, they'll give us back our car. Hey, but that's a good idea, Bill. I think I'll run down to the bank. I know the president, Mr. Harkins.
Mr. Harkins, we'll see you now.
Oh, thank you.
Well, well, Bob Hope. Step right in and have a chair.
Oh, thank you.
Pardon me. Miss Jones, Bob Hope is in my office. Shut off my phones and make sure we're not interrupted. Now, Bob, what brings you to the bank today? Is your milk bottle full of pennies again?
No, Mr. Harkins. I've got something important on my mind. I've got to have $1 million right away.
How much?
I want the money to produce a picture on my own.
But, Bob, $1 million?
Well, what's $1 million? More than that falls out of Howard Hughes' sneakers every day. Come on, Mr. Harkins, just put the money in my shopping bag and I'll be going along.
Now, wait a minute, Bob. Before we go any further, first there's the matter of collateral.
Well, if you give me the money right away, I won't require any.
I see you're quite a businessman. I always try to judge the man I'm doing business with by his character. Take you, for instance.
What about me?
A good reputation, an honest face, a clean, straightforward look in your eye. I wish you had them.
You didn't talk like this when you were whining and dining me every night trying to get me into your Christmas club.
Now, Bob, let's not have words. We've been friends for 15 years. You may be a big star, but I remember when you used to come in here just to steal our Dixie cups.
Yeah, that was quite a while ago.
Yeah. What's that under your coat?
Oh, force of habit. Now, Mr. Harkins, how about $1 million? Do I get it or don't I?
You certainly don't understand banking, Bob. Before your loan can go through, I have to approve it. The vice president has to approve it. The chairman of the board has to approve it. Then it goes to the main office in San Francisco. Then there's still one more step before you get your $1 million.
What's that?
Well, one of our directors has to go on Strike It Rich and win it. All joking aside, though, I'm sorry, Bob. The answer is no. I've got to turn you down.
Okay. So long, Mr. Harkins.
No, Bob. I'll tell you what. I am the president of this bank. I've got some authority around here, and you're Bob Hope. We've been friends for 15 years. Now, while I can't just hand you $1 million, Bob, I'll tell you what I can do.
What's that?
I'll be glad to validate your parking ticket.
Thanks a big heap. I don't understand, Mr. Harkins. I thought this bank invested in movies.
Oh, we do, but naturally we like to be protected. If there were another star in this picture with you, we might go for the proposition.
You mean I've got to have an important name in my picture?
We couldn't consider the deal otherwise.
Well, thanks a lot. See you later, Mr. Harkins.
Well, goodbye, Bob.
Gee, the bank is crowded today. Pardon me, can I squeeze through here? Thank you.
Hello, Bob.
Huh? Oh, Robert Ryan. Hiya, Bob. Nice to see you, Robert. What are you doing in the bank?
Came in to deposit some money, Bob. My milk bottle is full of pennies again. But it's darn nice to see you, Bob. What brings you into town today?
Oh, a business proposition. I want the bank to lend me $1 million.
This bank is going to lend you $1 million?
I think so. Why?
I'm going to draw my money out.
No, this is strictly business. I'm trying to produce my own picture, and I want the bank to finance it. I've also wired a couple of big money men in the East, and they're flying out to have a conference with me, and we're going to survey MGM and Paramount and rent a few studios. Have you been doing anything exciting, Bob?
I sure have. Yesterday, the washing machine overflowed, and I chased my underwear clear down the driveway.
Requires that I have another star in this picture with me.
They do, huh?
Yeah, are you busy right now? Do you have anything coming up?
Thanks a lot, Bob. But Rita's much prettier.
You haven't seen me with my nylon eyelashes. I could start a whole new race. Look, Bob, we can't talk about the picture here. Why we can't talk about the picture here? That was with me wearing my eyeliner eyelashes. Why don't you come over to my radio show tonight? We'll talk about it.
Fine, Bob.
You know, making an independent picture is a fine investment. I'm sure we could do all right. And, of course, we'll cut up some nice profits.
Well, when it comes to business, I'm just a babe in arms, Bob.
A babe in arms?
Yeah. For instance, who would get the other 50% of the profits?
You mean after my half?
No, after mine.
What did you teeth on, Fort Knox? I'll see you later, Bob. Here is Margaret Whiting, that capital gal, assisted by Les Brown, doing Young at Heart.
Fairy tales can come true, it can happen to you, if you're young at heart. For it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind, if you're young at heart. You can go to extremes, with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams, and life gets more exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on the way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it is better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you'll have a head start if you are among the very young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. Have a head start if you are among the very young at heart.
Ladies and gentlemen, someone once said, humor's the true democracy. That's why we in America can smile when we tell the stories of the legendary heroes who helped build our country's great industries and institutions. In Mike Fink's day, there weren't any steamboats to transport goods, only long, flat keelboats like barges that had to be poled upstream. And Mike Fink was the greatest keelboatman of them all. He could load it single-handed from stem to stern in less than a half an hour and turn it around on a dime. His strength and skill was the talk of the river. And when the steamboats began to take the place of the keelboats, Mike was the last of the boatmen to admit defeat. But not before he raced the first steamboat clear up the Ohio and beat it. Yes, it is a democracy which lets us tell stories of our industries, institutions, and legendary heroes with a twinkle in our eyes and a chuckle in our throats. And as long as we continue to laugh together as a people, we will live together as a nation. Thank you very much.
Say, where's Robert Ryan? Say, Bob.
Yeah, Bob.
I just phoned Mr. Harkins, the president of the bank, and asked him to come over. We can do a scene from our picture for him. It's going to be a Western, you know. Margaret Whiting will be the girl. All set, Maggie?
Sure, Bob. Gee, it's going to be a pleasure to work with Robert Ryan. Gee, he's made so many wonderful pictures.
Well, thanks, Maggie. I've had my share of luck.
You know, it's strange that you've been making pictures in Hollywood all these years, and yet you've never made one with Bob.
Guess I've had more than my share of luck. Of course, Bob and I have been friends for a long time. When I moved out to Hollywood, Bob was one of the first people I met.
That must have been quite a while ago.
It sure was. Bob wasn't a star in those days. He used to come around to our neighborhood selling Dixie cups.
Well, there wasn't much in it. I hardly made taxi fare from washroom to washroom.
Well, I think it's wonderful that two friends like you are finally going to work together in a picture.
Well, I still haven't made up my mind, Maggie. I don't want to rush into this.
Well, what's the matter, Bob?
You know what can happen to your career in Hollywood if you make a flop picture?
What?
It's goodbye, that's all. Today you're at Ciro's drinking wine, and tomorrow you're up at Fresno crushing the grapes.
Oh, that couldn't possibly happen, could it, Maggie?
You tell him, Purplefoot.
Believe me, there's nothing to worry about, Robert. We both had experience making pictures. Hey, that must be Mr. Harkins in the bank. Come in.
Oh, hello, Bob.
Oh, hiya, Mr. Harkins. This is Maggie Whiting and Robert Ryan.
Oh, how do you do?
Now, we're all set to do a scene from our picture for you, Mr. Harkins.
Oh, splendid.
It's a comedy scene. I hope you have a sense of humor.
Oh, don't worry about that, Bob. I'm a real kidder at the board of directors meetings. For instance, did you hear the story of the dirty shirt?
No.
That's one on you. Oh, yes. I've got a lot of jokes like that. Ski snoot. Think that one over.
Yes, that was a doozy, all right. He's so square he blocks his own hats. Well, let's get on with our scene from the road picture. Okay, let's go.
And now we present a story of two strong men and a girl in the Old West, the road to Cactus Gulch.
Yeah, I'm one of the many mentioned folks. They call me Tex. I'm an outlaw. Always been again the law. When I was 6 years old, I shot a man. When I was 8 years old, I shot another man. When I was 10 years old, I shot a couple more men. When I was 12 years old, love came into my life, so I shot a woman. Killed a lot of people in my time. Got so many notches in my gun, I use it to comb my hair. I'm so tough, I can sit on a cactus and not get the point. A man like me doesn't have many friends. Only got one buddy in this whole world. My pal, Smokey Jim, back there in Cactus Gulch.
That's me. I'm Smokey Jim. 5 years ago, the people of this here town made me their sheriff. And I'm so proud the star's never been off my chest since. Of course, I'm getting kind of sick of sleeping on my back. Yes, I'm a respected citizen of Cactus Gulch. Even got myself a gal, Maggie Lou, mighty pretty heifer.
Oh, you're playing the guitar kind of sad today, Smokey.
I got a feeling of foreboding. There's something in the air.
What is it?
I don't know. But everything's so still, the leaves are hanging down in the trees. And look over yonder at the mountains. Even the Pecos are pooped.
What's the matter with you, Smokey?
It's just a feeling I got. When I came riding over this morning, there was a couple of dead men laying in front of the saloon. The door was blown off the bank. The schoolhouse was on fire. I just can't put my finger on it, but there's something wrong in this town. Whoa!
Look who it is. It's your old buddy.
Yeah, it's him. Hello, Tex.
Hello, Dopey.
That's Smokey. What are you doing back in Cactus Gulch, Tex?
Oh, Posse's been chasing me for 3 days. I've been riding day and night, and I'm plumb tuckered out. I'm so tuckered out, my plumb is numb.
Better get back on that horse and keep riding, Tex. I'm the sheriff here now, and I've cleaned up this town.
Yeah, leave us be, Tex. Smokey here is trying to go straight. Leave him alone.
Hey, you're a cute little palomino. How about some smooching? The girls say I'm pretty good. I got lips like mustard plasters. And they never let go.
Here's my gal, Tex.
Tex and I are fixing to get married. Old Judge Fisher's gonna let us have a cottage over by the Mill Creek. The other side of Spoon River, where Indian Head Mountain juts out and hides the entrance to Moon Valley down back of the Painted Desert.
Yes, sir, we're going to be mighty happy in that house, if we can ever find it.
Yeah, it was a nice dream, but I guess now that Tex is here, you two are going to fight it out to the death.
This town ain't big enough for both of us. I'll fight you bare-knuckle, Tex. I ain't got a gun with me.
Yeah, but I have, and it's pointed right at your head.
Go ahead, shoot. Get it over with. I knew you wouldn't shoot me. You're thinking about the time when we were kids together. You were drowning in the old swimming hole, and I jumped in and saved your life.
No, that ain't the reason.
Then it was the time I saved you from that rattlesnake. At the time you were dying of fever, and I rushed you to the hospital.
Nah.
Then what's the real reason you didn't kill me?
My gun jammed. Draw, Smokey.
I'm warning you, Tex. I'm the best shot in these parts.
Yeah, I'll show you some real shooting. You see that little bird sitting up in that tree? Watch. Looks mighty pretty sitting up there, don't it?
Sheriff, I'm ordering you to leave the county, Tex. And when I say you're a-leaving, you're a-leaving.
I say I ain't a-leaving.
I say you are a-leaving.
Ain't a-leaving.
Are a-leaving.
Ain't a-leaving.
Are a-leaving.
This may be bigger than Oh My Papa. Okay, reach for your gun, Smokey, and we'll shoot it out.
Start blasting, Tex.
No, Tex. You can't kill my Smokey. He's all I have in the world. You can't do this to me. You can't. You can't. You can't.
Stand back, gal.
No. I can't let you kill my man. It's too awful. You can't do it. Do you hear? You can't. You can't. You can't. Oh.
Nobody's going to steal a scene from us.
How was that, Mr. Harkins? You like that scene from our picture?
I certainly did. And I'm lending you the money to start production immediately. Oh, but there's one thing. Robert Ryan will play the leading role.
Yeah, but what about me?
You're out, Bob. Well, Mr. Ryan, you're an excellent actor.
Thank you very much.
Well, come on, Mr. Ryan. Let's go over to my office and we'll discuss the details.
Go along, Bob.
Yeah, but... How do you like that? I invite Robert Ryan to my show and he takes over the whole thing. He winds up with the job, the money, the picture and everything. I've never been so mad about anything in my whole life. You shut up. Where's that gun? Looks mighty pretty sitting up there, don't it?
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.